Good day, everyone. Dave Landing on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. We're going to have a complete update on all your markets when we return after this. As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, cattle futures called mixed to lower on follow-through here this morning. Good demand in winter wheat could provide some support, yet prices are not expected to see much movement until a better handle on this week's cash market is known. February cattle closed weaker yesterday for the 8th consecutive session and slightly below the 62% retracement. Now, in the cash cattle market, we could see some development today, and that'll mostly be akin to monitoring the drying of paint, and not a lot expected. Chances are that bids and asking prices will remain poorly defined until tomorrow or Thursday. And the hog futures are called steady to weaker on follow-through selling today. Nearby December is consolidating near 63.50 as it is trading underneath the cash index, which is about 65.50. Deferred months look technically challenged after yesterday, especially with February closing at its lowest level since November 22nd. The wheat futures were up 1 to 3 cents overnight following another round of new contract lows. Expectation that today's supply-demand report will not have friendly news will likely keep prices in check. However, although there could be more downside near term, prices are still above last year's lows and have the potential to rally similar to the move from late December to early January last year. Corn futures were flat overnight ahead of today's monthly WASDE report. We're expecting a neutral or slightly negative tilt to the data as exports have run behind year to date. Monday's export inspections were again disappointing at 25.9 million bushels compared to 23.8 last week. The soybean futures saw a two-sided trade overnight following 4 consecutive week closes. Today's WASDE report is typically one of the least volatile USDA reports, and we could see carryout slightly higher due to exports not keeping pace with projections from USDA. We'll check your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle down 40 at 115.17. February was down 57 at 117.72. January feeder cattle up 22 at 145.45. March unchanged at 143.32. The hog futures, February down 182 at 67.02. April was down 130 at 71.82. Kansas City wheat at the close, March was down 5 1/4, 412 3/4. May was down 5 cents, 426. Chicago wheat, March down 5 1/2, 413 1/2, in the May down 5 cents at 427 1/4. March corn down 3 3/4 at 349. May's down 3 3/4 at 357 1/4. January soybeans down 7 1/4 at 982 1/2. March was down 7 1/2 at 994. On the cotton futures, March is up 34, 73.36. May's up 27 at 73.85. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.